to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Thank you for tuning in to WDRB Media, the voice of the community, the only station giving you double the information and inspiration. You are listening to the Austin Jefferson Radio Show, and I am your host, Austin Jefferson. And today I have a special guest, Dr. Gabriel Warren. This is a good brother of mine, good friend of mine. We actually attended college together at the University of Alabama. And Dr. Warren is a professor, an author, a speaker. He has a doctorate in business administration with a specialty in marketing. And today our topic is going to be persistence. And so we're going to talk about persistence, and hopefully this will be encouraging for you. Dr. Warren, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Great. Thank you for having me on the show. I really look forward to our conversation, and just thank you for thinking of me about this topic specifically.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show, man. I really appreciate you taking some time out to join us this afternoon. There's a quote that I want to share from Pastor David Hogan, and the quote reads, "The persistent man can have whatever he wants," end quote. And so I thought that was great. And when I think about persistence, I think about you in particular with you getting your doctorate. For me, that's an inspiration. It's something I've actually wanted a doctorate for a long time. I always thought Dr. Austin Jefferson had a good ring to it. But man, just to see others like yourself getting that doctorate, I'm sure it took a lot of hard work and sacrifice to get there. And just curious to learn from you about, you know, what motivated you, like number one, like what inspired you to go for your doctorate?
So man, I mean, I guess I'll start by just saying that, you know, if you're thinking about getting your doctorate, I would say do it. You know, it's the right time to do it now. And I think we need more Black individuals in, you know, those types of positions, because without having role models and examples, then you don't know it's possible for you to, you know, to reach the highest heights like that. So I would just encourage you to do it. I have always wanted to be that leader in whatever industry I was in. And for me, I guess it was maybe 14 years ago or so now, I had wrote down like a 10-year plan. And, you know, in my plan, I said that I wanted to get my doctorate. Lo and behold, you know, I didn't know at that time if I was going to even go back to school or anything like that. But, you know, life happened, and, you know, I was able to be fortunate enough to get some work experience in like the business world. And I kept hitting like a glass ceiling, and I felt like, you know, there was more for me to do. And I was wanting, at that time, I was trying to move up the corporate ladder, but I always got to that place where they were like, oh, you're not the right fit for this position, or, you know, you don't have the right, you know, personality or whatever it was. And I think that kind of just helped me. I think that was God nudging me to let me know that this wasn't the place that he wanted me, because it happened in so many different jobs and all of that. So one of the jobs that I was on ended up having a tuition assistance program. And with that program, they were very generous, and they, you know, basically paid for the majority of my my school for me to go and get my master's. And after that, that was kind of one of the things that was used to kind of help jumpstart me going back to school. And after I did that, I felt like, man, I'm close. I'm only, you know, one degree away now from achieving this doctorate. And that was the thing that put me over the top, because I wanted to get to a place where I didn't have anyone to be able to tell me that I wasn't qualified to do something, or I didn't have enough experience, or whatever it was, because I felt like once I earned my doctorate, then those excuses would no longer exist. So that was my motivation.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. Wow. And another thing too, for those that are listening, thank you for tuning in. Dr. Warren is also a husband and father. And so he did this, getting his doctorate while also being a husband and father. And I share that just to say that, you know, we all are busy. We all have, we feel like we don't have enough time in the day to do certain things. But Dr. Warner found a way to manage his time and be effective and accomplish getting his doctorate. And so to me, that speaks to, it's possible if we make the time to do it, if we're willing to discipline ourselves, make the sacrifices, and manage our time wisely. And so I think that's awesome and very inspiring and encouraging for me in particular, because, man, working full time and then going to school at night, I find that to be a challenge in itself. But you also have a wife and children. And so that just gives me even more reason not to have any excuses. To really go do it if that's something that you truly truly want to do. And that's for those that are listening. If there's something that you want to do that you've always wanted to do that haven't done yet, then let's get to it. We've the best time, the best asset we have on our side is time. And so we've got to make sure we take advantage of the time we have. We all have 24 hours in the day, and if we're persistent, we can accomplish our goals if we're persistent. And so that's our topic for today. And another question I have for you, Dr. Warren, is I'm just curious, as you were going through the program, I'm wondering if there were certain challenges that kind of maybe halfway through the program where it was like, you know what, this is a little bit more challenging, or I didn't expect this to happen. I'm just wondering, how did you learn to really manage your time wisely, and what motivated you to complete the doctorate with and in when and if things became challenging?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And this kind of piggybacks off of what you were just saying a little earlier about persistence. And I guess I'll start with when I was working on my master's, because I think it would help with the doctorate part of the conversation. Like, persistence is so key, because in order to do anything in life, no matter what it is, you have to have that why, and you have to have that reason for staying with it. Because, I mean, you probably can think of two or three or more times where you had a goal to accomplish something, and then as soon as you started trying to take steps towards it, it seemed like, everything started happening. Money got tight, relationships started acting funny. You may not have had people to support it like you wanted. And, those things are going to happen no matter what it is that you're doing. And you have to have a strong enough why, a strong enough reason for doing it to help you push through that. Mm-hmm. So like for me with school, so like I finished undergrad in 2005, and I immediately went into a master's program right then. Like in 2006, I started my first master's program. And, it was difficult. I didn't get a chance to successfully finish that program. I had to actually stop doing that. Because I was working full time and I was doing it at night, and it was just a lot going on. So I ended up having to stop. So I ended up having loans that I had taken out for that program, and I basically had to pay back stuff that I didn't even get the benefit of getting the degree. So then a few years later in 2009, I actually went back to school a second time. Still was trying to complete the master's thing. I ended up dropping out again. So, life was happening. I just wasn't able to finish it. So it wasn't until the third time, when I was working at the job I was telling you, the retail store, and they were paying for tuition assistance, that I ended up starting it and finishing that program. And before I started that third time, I had a conversation with my wife. And one of the things I told her was, I've tried this twice. If I start another program, I told her I wanted her to make sure I didn't quit, because I needed that accountability to be able to let people know that, hey, if I start this, I don't want to have another situation where I end up, quitting, and then we got loans, and then we have all these things going on that didn't really come to fruition of me accomplishing my goal. So with that conversation, she just helped to really push me to make sure that I was able to finish through the master's program. And then I took that into the doctorate. So the thing that kept me going in the doctorate, yes, there were several times where I wanted to quit and give up, and it was really hard and difficult. And I felt like I was the only person that was in my circle that was going through something like that, and I didn't have people to talk to, you know, because there's less than like a 3% number of people that have their doctors in the U.S. So it's kind of like there's not many people who've been through that experience. So for me, when I got to the point where I really got, you know, discouraged and I was ready to give up and I was ready to quit, I ended up having to turn to my church. So one of the biggest things was like I was at a church, and this was in Birmingham, Alabama, and I was a part of a small group, and there was a bunch of other couples, and I just basically laid it out to them and said, hey, I feel like I want to quit. I want to give up. They really encouraged me. They prayed for me. They told me that I couldn't give up. My wife, of course, was there, and she was, you know, making sure that she pushed me to keep going, because at that point, I had already been in there for over 2 years. So it was like, do you want to give up 2 years of your life and not reach the end goal? So that was the thing that really motivated me, was I started thinking about all the people who had invested in me along the way. My wife, our kids, church members. I started thinking about my teachers, my coaches, you know, just everybody who had ever played a role in making sure that I was able to even have an opportunity to be where I was. And I knew that I couldn't let them down. So that was the thing that really kept me going. So, you know, I know that was kind of a long story, but I think it speaks to the whole persistence piece, because I think that is really important.
Man, that's great. That's great. I'm taking notes as you're talking. I'm literally writing things down. And this goes, I mean, that's so powerful. It's the people that poured into you, your wife, the church members, your kids, your coaches, your teachers, that's poured into you, that you really didn't want to let them down, that, and they encouraged you to keep going and not to quit, not to give up. And we all have those people. We got to find those people. We got to find a motivation to keep us going. For me, it's my family. And definitely you want to be the best person you can for them, so that you can be who you need to be. I can be who I need to be, so that my family can be better off. And so just listening to that, you share your story, that's very encouraging. That's awesome. And it brings me to my next point, my next quote that I actually heard this week that I wanted to share. And it's, I don't know who wrote the quote, but it's basically, surround yourself with those whose presence calls forth your best. Surround yourself with those whose presence calls forth your best. And it also brings me to a scripture, Proverbs 27:5, that says, and this is a Message version, says, a spoken reprimand is better than approval that's never expressed. Or in the New King James Version, this same verse, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And so I think it's important that we surround ourselves with individuals who's going to provoke the best out of us, going to encourage us, that's going to push us into becoming who we desire to be. And so I think that sounds like exactly what you have experienced, Dr. Warren.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's exactly it. Because like I said, you know, part of the journey was finding those accountability partners along the way who helped me to make sure that I stayed accountable to the goals that I was wanting to achieve. Mm-hmm. And I do think that's important. You know, a different season is going to, it may be a different person. When I was in my master's program, it was my wife, because, you know, she had been the one who was there with me, and she was around when I had to go to school twice and I had to stop going prior to that. But then when I got to my doctorate, she was still pushing me, but part of that program was me having to go to residency. And I found three other really good colleagues who were in the program with me, and they helped to push me. And we had calls every month where we would encourage one another and we would make sure that we weren't giving up. And it was really something that I needed, because those were individuals who I knew were going through the same thing that I was. So it helped me to stay encouraged to know that they were still pushing me as well as pushing themselves. So you have to be willing to, you know, find those people and know that different seasons may require different people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Warren, for being on the show today. Thank you for those that are listening. You are listening to WDRB Media, the voice of the community, the only station giving you double the information and inspiration. You're listening to the Austin Jefferson Radio Show. I hope you have a great week. We have run out of time. But hope you have a great week, and we look forward to talking with you again next week. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Favor
be upon you and the thousand generations and your family and your children.